Well, finally get some nice weather around here. Glad to be back out. Guys flying around. Nice up-tempo practice today. Nothing to do but get better.
What's it feel like in year two to have a command? What to expect when you walk into a mini camp like that?
Well, you know, it's a great feeling, for one, knowing that, you know, I have a year under my belt. But also, I have another year in the system. And the guys, we all know that, you know, we know what the expectation level is. So each day we come in to work, you know, we have our hard hats on and we come in ready to work hard.
What was Mike Wallace like to work with?
He's a great addition to the team. But I tell you, what's even a better addition is having Kyle Rudolph back healthy. He's like a whole new player on the team. So, you know, we're glad to have Mike. He's going to add some speed to that room. And, you know, all of those guys are going to continue to elevate their games.
Can you run us through what you did this offseason in terms of preparation to get to this point?
You know, I just spent most of my time in either relaxing or working out, studying some film, studying our plays so that I could come back sharp. And, you know, it's been great to be back so far.
You worked with a passing coach down in Florida, right?
Sometimes, yeah, some days. But for the most part, you know, I try not to get with those guys who are doing the passing coaches. I try not to get with the passing coaches because I know what our coaches want me to do. And so, you know, they just continue to communicate with me and, you know, we discuss my progress and go from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is that a delicate balance? Because I know you worked with coaches in the past, but you want to do things these guys' way.
Yeah. You know, it is. You know, I'm trying to continue to do what's going to make me better in this offense. And, you know, I talk with Coach Turner constantly on a daily basis. And he's telling me, you know, it could be quicker and things like that. And I know that sometimes you get with those passing coaches, they try to change your techniques or they don't know our system. So I just continue to do the things that are within our system. And it's been helping me this far.
Have you talked to Adrian at all? Told him they come on up? Or...
you know, and that's the situation, you know, that I'm sure Coach Zimmer would be more comfortable talking about. You know, we have to continue to focus on the guys that are here. You know, we love Adrian dearly. And, you know, but like I said, we have to continue to focus on the guys that are here right now.
Teddy, is it easier to be a leader on this team now that you no longer have that rookie label?
I believe so. You know, because the guys are now, you know, kind of pushing you into that leadership role. You know, guys are, you know, I'm a young guy still on the team, but guys are pushing me forward, you know, to say something in the huddle or break the team down and break the offense down. And that just gives you that confidence in yourself, confidence in your leadership. And I've been extremely comfortable doing that so far.
I was going to say, is the comfort level just a lot higher now because of that?
Oh, yes, it's way higher. You know, not only because I have a year under my belt, but I know the guys on this team, even though we don't have all the same guys on the team from last year, but for the most part, those guys are back. You talk about John Sullivan, Big Phil, Matt Khalil, Joe Berger, those guys up front, Brandon Fusco. You know, those guys continue to give me confidence in myself to lead.
People make a lot about Adrian not being here, but you played all last year without him. So is it no different for you as the offense sets? I know that you just touched on that, but... is it just kind of, let's just get back to what we knew from last year?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it's like to play or be on the field at the same time as Adrian because I wasn't the starter. I wasn't in the starting role then. So, you know, I can't even speak on what it's like to play with him. But, you know, I know that the guys around here, they have nothing but great things to say about him.
And I know that you guys are friends, too. So I know everyone wants to make up, like, things are going to be tense when he gets out here, comes out here. But, I mean, you know him off the field and are still friends with him right now, right?
Right. And, you know, we're going to accept Adrian with welcoming arms. You know, we know what he means to this team. You know, he's done some great things in the community here. He's done some great things for this franchise and this organization. So, you know, we can't wait to have him.
Teddy, what's the process like for just getting on the same page with Mike Wallace, a veteran guy, a new face coming in here? How do you kind of build a rapport with him?
Well, you just have to continue to put the time in. You know, there are days where we stay behind and we complete passes. We work on routes that we may have ran in practice that day. You talk about Mike Wallace now. He's over there on the jug machine catching passes now. So, you know, it's just putting in that little extra work, you know, that's going to help you the next day. And then you do it that next day, and it's just going to continue to help you.
A couple last ones for Teddy.
You got Babs, big guy. You also have Clemmings, who seems to do well. Nice to have some of the big guys and young guys that are coming in here.
Oh, yes. You talk about size. Babs, he's a big guy. And TJ also. But, you know, I'm happy for those guys. I was in those guys' shoes last year. And I know that their heads are spinning right now, but eventually everything's going to slow down and, you know, they're going to come right along.
Okay.